From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Iran, target of the bombing by Israel these last days, and over the weekend by the strategic bomber B-2 out of Missouri, and delivering a very large bomb called a MOP, M-O-P, 30,000 pounds, we're told, directly at Fordo, the very underground Iranian suspect nuclear weapons procedure, centrifuges, and more, Isfahan, and one more site, Natanz. However, the negotiation is very difficult to read. In retaliation, Iran launched diffidently missiles at Qatar, at Bahrain, perhaps at Saudi Arabia. And then there is convincing information that something has changed. However, the report is that Israel continues to bomb and attack central Tehran and other sites in the country, many sites, against infrastructure. No report of major casualties. Israel has air dominance over Iran. So it's all fog of war. First three reports are wrong. Next three reports are exaggerations. What we can say is that the U.S. has intervened, has entered into a conflict between two regional powers, Israel and Iran. And at this point, I have not heard an exit strategy. The assertion by the administration is this is to make it impossible for Iran to move towards a bomb. But then again, who's to say, who's to inspect, how's that to be presented to the American people and to the IAEA, the watchdog from the United Nations, to guarantee that Iran won't move towards a bomb? The Ayatollah is in place. The leadership, as far as I can tell, is in place. Military leadership was decimated, was decapitated last week, but quickly replaced by commanders. Iran, Iran, Iran. The U.S. has issued a very serious warning at home, Homeland Defense. Yes, especially synagogues and Jewish schools, but everywhere. Retaliation can take many forms and doesn't need to be organized from Tehran Center. There are enough jihadists and chauvinist nationalists, just plain angry men and women, to launch sites anywhere. And, of course, it'll be exaggerated by the coverage, as it should be, a warning to all of us. Damascus is not out of the picture. We mention it today in conversations with Malcolm Honlein and Ahmad Sharari. There was an ISIS terror bombing in Damascus over these last days, 25 or 30 KIA. That tells everyone that the cautionary note about al-Jilani, a.k.a. al-Shara, as the self-named president, is well taken, that Syria is anything but calm. Well, Iran will be in disorder for some years after this attack, whatever it looks like on the other side. Saudi Arabia and Bahrain and Qatar no longer feel secure from being attacked because the missiles they flew incoming. And the targets in Qatar were the Al Udeid Air Base, the largest air base in the Middle East for the U.S., maybe outside the U.S. entirely. I'll never be able to convince the Qataris, the Al Thani family again, that it's safe from attack if it enters into a conversation that is contrary to a neighbor with missiles. In this case, Iran, but many other possibilities going forward. What is inside Fordo, Isfahan, and Natanz? I speak with Andrea Stricker of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. The centrifuges, yes, tens of thousands of them. Most importantly is said to be 400 kilograms of enriched uranium ore, enriched to 60%, which is very close to 90 that you need for a bomb, an ordinary bomb, a bomb you can miniaturize and put on a missile. 60% would do, but that would be a very heavy bomb, much larger. Where is that 60%? That is part of the contrariness of the Iranian regime. They are taunting Israel and the United States. We know where it is, you don't. To search for that would require people on the ground. That's not going to happen. And as long as they have that 60%, there is the potential of a bomb. I'm told weeks, some have said 2 weeks to build a bomb. Andrea Stricker had a caveat on that. Many of the names of the men who were targeted in the first night of the attack would be those who are weaponeers to build that bomb, and they're gone. But there's always their lab assistants, their deputies, other men and women who were trained by Russia, by the way. What I learned last week, Russian physicists taught bomb-making to the Iranian physicists over a great period of time. Speaking to Russia, we were met this morning, whatever day it is, with the news that the Iranian foreign minister had traveled to Moscow to confer with Mr. Putin, who said that the attack on Iran by the United States was unjustified. A similar remark was made by the president of France, Mr. Macron, who said it was illegal. There'll be other words. Right now, it's early days. And the attacks by Israel, we're told by the New York Times in these hours, continue. Central Tehran. The people of Central Tehran have been told to evacuate by the Israelis. However, they did that on social media, we can presume. They're obeying or following directions. There is news elsewhere, but it's difficult to get past the news about starting a conflict with Iran. The caveat I have for Iran is that this is a.k.a. Persia, a.k.a. Parthian Empire, a.k.a. thousands of years of resisting invasions, including the Roman. The best case scenario is that the Iranian electorate exists to take control of the government. That is not a process that happens quickly. Not even within years. That's the experience of revolutions. They take decades to settle down and to reestablish protocols. Even the American Revolution, that was short-lived comparison to some, moved through decades of disorder and challenge, culminating in the catastrophe of the Civil War in the middle of the 19th century. 70 years, 60 years after the revolution had been settled on the battlefield. So we cannot look to Iran to being an ordinary state for some decades. And Iran is the power base of much of the Middle East, once upon a time the Ottoman Empire. It's an ancient culture in all directions. I did talk to Ernesto Araújo today, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. We talked about Cristina Kirchner, who is now under house arrest and forbidden for running for public office in Argentina. However, her links through her first presidency and through her vice presidency are to Hezbollah and Iran, making the case that Iran is very active in South America and will remain so until and if the regime in place is exited. I don't know what that would look like. It's too fantastic at this moment. The agents, the Hezbollah agents, the sympathetic voices, the allies throughout South America exist. Argentina, clearly Kirchner is suspect of having known about the attack in 94 against the Jewish center, having some knowledge of the murder of the prosecutor Alberto Niesman in 2015. Brazil, Ernesto tells me, Brazil is not alien to dealing with Iran. You remember that Iranian warship that called it Rio, beginning of 23, I believe. And Caracas is very welcoming to Iranian agents, Hezbollah agents. Part of the axis of resistance, axis of revisionist states. Mr. Bolsonaro and his sons are in the news in Brazil. Prosecution by the government for, and it's a wide variety of accusations, assassination attempt, coup attempt, spy service undermining, using the spy service to go after rivals for the presidency. Bolsonaro himself is forbidden from running for 8 years, meaning he cannot run in the new cycle, 2016. His sons can, or at least they could until they were pursued for breaking laws. John Hardy mentions the NATO meeting that's starting within hours in The Hague in the Netherlands, but the expectations are lowered. It's not even clear Mr. Zelensky will attend. I don't know if Mr. Trump will attend. You can't tell. There's a war going on until it isn't. And the talk of ceasefire is fleeting. A ceasefire is not an end to a war. It's a moment, sometimes cynically called rearming. However, the NATO meeting was to be a gathering of new commitment to 5% or 3% of GDP for weaponry. I don't know what the result will be. If Zelensky's not there, Ishiba of Japan has announced he's not attending. So what was to be the feature of the week in terms of international confrontation looks to be secondary to the mysteries of the Iranian-Israeli conflict. There's more to the show. It was a long day. It'll be a long day tomorrow. Fog of war. First three reports are wrong. If it looks and sounds too good to be true, it isn't. The usual caveat. Thank you for listening. Good night.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.